Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Nazir, Perik Vav, Mishnah Yud. We have here a Nazir that Gilach Alazevach, after he was makriv his first carbon, he shaved his hair. And then it turned out, possible, that carbon was possible. It could be that the blood spilled, or that it left the Azara, or it became Tameh. Now, quick reminder. We learned earlier in Mishnah Zayin, there's a Machloikis Tanoim, if the Nazir shaves his hair after he's makar of the Shlamim or the Chatas. But everyone agrees that if he shaved his hair after any one of the three Karbonis, either what, he's Yoytze his Chayv. So this Nazir was makar of one of his Karbonis, shaved his hair, but now it turns out the carbon is possible. And again, how does the carbon become possible? So the Batanur explained, the dam could have spilled, it could have left the Azara, could have become Tameh. The Me'iri from the Shita Mekabetzes adds, it could turn out that the animal had a mum. Either way, we can't go ahead and be Zarek the dam on the Mizbeach. Zak the Mishnah, Tiglach the Psula. Then the shaving is possible. Remember what we learned in Mishnah Gimel of this Perik? That if robbers went and they shaved off his hair, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he has to recount 7 days, according to the Rabbanan, 30 days. Well, for all practical purposes, that's what happened over here. There were no robbers, but it was a mistake. His hair got shaven before he was allowed to shave it. He thought he could, because he thought he was makar of the carbon, but if the carbon's possible, there's no carbon. So what should he do now? Well, he's going to have to wait either 30 days or 7 days. 30 according to the Chachamim, 7 according to Rabbi Eliezer. His hair has to grow back somewhat. What about the other Kabbanas he was makriv afterwards? No good. It's like he was makriv them before their time. He's going to have to bring other Kabbanas. Vayter says the Mishnah. Gilach alechatas, but it was shaloi l'shma. He was first makriv his carbon chatas. The problem was, it was shaloi l'shma. Quick reminder of what we learned in Masechtes Vachim, and we've seen it several times. If someone did one of the four avoidos, like the Shechita or the Zrika Saddam, Shaloi L'Shem Chat. For whatever reason, he thought he's doing a different carbon. He thought he's doing an oil. He had in mind he's doing it for an oil. The Chatas is possible. A Chatas has to be L'Shma, like we learned at the beginning of Masechtes Zvachim. So if this Nazir brought his Chatas, and he had in mind Shaloi L'Shma, and then he did Teglachas, again, it's possible. And the rest of the Kabbanas he brought afterwards, even if he was Makar of them L'Shma, they're not good. Because it turns out that he did the Teglachas too early. So again, Gilach HaLechatas, if he did Teglachas after the Chatas, that he was Makrav, but Shaloi L'Shma, the Chatas was Shaloi L'Shma. V'yachak afterwards, Hevi, Karbonos of L'Shman, he brought the other Karbonos, those he did do L'Shma, but Teglach Psula. Being that the Chatas that he was Makrav was Shaloi L'Shma, and that's possible. So it turns out he did his Teglachas before, for all practical purposes, he brought a kosher carbon. And the Mela, like we said before, as far as the other karbanas he brought, Zvachav loy aluloy. He's not Yotzei's Chai with them. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, Gilach halo oilo oy al hashlomim shaloy lishman. Let's say he brought the oila, then did Teglachas. He brought the shlomim, then he did Teglachas. But again, the oila and the shlomim, he was makar them shaloi l'shma. The achakach afterwards, heavy karbonos of l'shman. He brought the rest of his karbonos l'shman, thinking the right things for the right carbon. But still in this case, tiglach doi psula, the tiglachas is possible. Uzvachav le'aliloi. And the karbonos he brings afterwards, don't count. Stop. I don't understand. Granted, a karbon chatas has to be l'shma. If a carbon chatas is shaloi l'shma, it's possible. There are two karbanas that if you do it shaloi l'shma, it's possible. A chatas and a pesach. So if he did the chatas shaloi l'shma, thinking the chatas was a shlamim, fine. Then he does teglachas, so it's like he did teglachas before a kosher carbon, the teglachas is not good, and therefore the other karbanas are not good. Fine, that I understand by a carbon chatas. A carbon chatas is possible shaloi l'shma. But a carbon oila, a carbon shlamim, is kosher, even if it's shaloi l'shma. So what's the problem? He brought an oila, he brought a shlamim, shaloi l'shma, and then he did teglachas. It's after a kosher, a carbon. And the answer is as follows. True, if I bring a carbon shlamim, shaloi l'shma, the carbon is a kosher, a carbon. But the halacha is still, I was not yoytza my choiv with this shlamim. That's what the Gemara says in Masechtas Zvachim. A carbon chata shalei lishma or a carbon pesach shalei lishma is a pasul a carbon. You can't be zorik the dam on the mizbech. A carbon oila, let's say, or a carbon shlamim shalei lishma is a kasher a carbon. You could be zorik the dam. But if I am, for whatever reason, obligated to bring a carbon oila or a carbon shlamim, I was not yoytza my choiv with this. I have to bring another one. So let's go back to our friend the Nazir over here. What happened again? Gilach ala oil. He did tiglachas after an oila, oila shlamim, or after a shlamim. But the oila and shlamim, they were makrif shaloy lishma. The achakach afterwards, heavy, he brought karbonos of his other karbonos lishman. But tiglach tepsula, his tiglachas is pasul. Because yes, technically, the oila and the shlamim that he brought before his tiglachas were kosher, but he wasn't yoytza his choiv with them. That's the din. So we still have a problem here that he did teglachas without being yoytza one of his karbanis. And memela uzvach of the karbanis he brings afterwards, le'alulai, doesn't count. He's going to have to bring other karbanis. And on this, Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon says, listen, oysoy hazev, that carbon that he was marked of shaloi l'shmoi, loy ololoi, he's takanat yaitza. Avos shazvachem, but the other carbonis that he was marked of l'shmam, ololoi, he was yaitza. According to Reb Shimon, if a nazir goes and brings an oilas nedav, not the oil he's mechuyev to bring, but stam he's menadav an oila, or he's menadav a shlamim, and then he does the glachas is good. As long as the teglachas was after an oila or a shlamim, even though it wasn't the oila or shlamim for a nazir. Let me understand this again. We have here a nazir that for whatever reason, he knows he's going to have to bring a chatas oila and a shlamim. But he says, okay, besides what I have to, I'm donating an oila. I'm donating a shlamim. And he does teglachas afterwards, according to Reb Shimon, his teglachas is good. L'maaseh was after an oila or a shlamim, even though it was not his chayv. That's what Reb Shimon holds. This case is no worse. He was makriv an oila or a shlamim shaloi l'shmai. So he's not yoytze, his chayiv, which he has as a nazir. But it is a kasher oila, it's a kasher shlamim. So it's no worse than a nedava that he brings. And therefore the teglachas afterwards is good. Now what would Reb Shimon hold if he did the teglachas after a chatas that you were makriv shaloi l'shmai? No, then he would be maida. Then he would be maida. That the teglachas is pasul, and the other karbanis is not yaitza. Because again, a chatas that was shechted shaloi l'shma is not just you're not yaitza your chayv. It's a pasul a karbin. It's not even a karbin nedav. Weiter sagt the Mishnah ve'im gilach al shloshtan. If the nazir only shaved his hair after he was makriv all three karbanis. The nimsen, it turns out, echot me and kosher. Two out of the three were pasul, one is kosher. Teglach tek sheira. Because as long as one of his karbonos was a kosher, a carbon, the teglachas he does afterwards is kosher, the other karbonos were pasul. Okay, so replace them. V'yavi shara zvachim. Replace the zvachim that were pasul. You have to rebring it. But his teglachas is good. And this is according to everyone the Batanu reminds us, because we learned that bidi eved, if you do teglachas after any one of the karbanas, you're yaitza. So as long as one of them would be good, you're yaitza. Okay, chazring over Mishnah Yod. He shechted one of his karbanas, did teglachas, and it turns out the karbin is pasul. So is his teglachas, and he's not yaitza the other karbanas. If he brought a chatas, shaloi lishma, not thinking l'shem chatas, then he did teglachas. And then he brings his other karbanas lishma, but the teglachas is pasul, because this is a pasul lechatas, and the other karbanas he's not yaitza, because that's the din. A karban chatas, those process shaloi lishma, is pasul. Not just you're not yaitza lechatas, it's a pasul a karban. You can't be zarik the dam. If you were zarik the dam shaloi lishem chatas, you can't go further with this karban. It's a pasul a karban. So if he did teglachas after a pasul a karban, that meant that the glachas came before his first karban. He's not yaitza, and he's not yaitza the other karbanas that he brought afterwards either. What is the din, however, if he did the glachas after an oila or a shlamim that he processed shaloi lishma? He shechted it shalai l'shma. The zrika. So dam was shalai l'shma. And then he brings his other karbanis. So the Tanakhama says, still no good. Because although technically an oila or a shlomen that was brought shalai l'shma is a kosher karban, but the bailam are not yotze their chayv. So he wasn't yotze any of his chayvais for his nazir karbanis. He did his teglachas before any one of his nazir karbanis was brought. That's why the teglachas is pasul, and the rest of the karbanis he brought, says the Tanakhama, he's not yotze with. And here Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, Halachi dashes this from a pasuk, that a nazir that does teglachas, even after he donates stam shlamim, not his chiyav shlamim for a nazir, or donates stam and oila, not his chiyav oila for the naziris, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's good enough to give him the green light for the teglachas. So if he did the oila, or the shlamim, shaloi l'shman, and a chanami, he's not yotze his chayiv, but it's a kasher kabban, his teglachas is good. And the other kabbanis that he did do l'shma, he's yotze. L'maisa, everyone would agree that if he only did the teglachas after he first brought his three karbanis, the chatas, the oila, and the asham, as long as one of them turns out to be kosher, even if two are, of the three are pasul, his teglachas is kosher. It's just that he has to rebring the pasul of karbanis.